From live event coverage this past week on RadioSaintPete.com, we will hear highlights from the Tourism Luncheon, sponsored by the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce at the Tradewinds Grand Island Resort on Friday, May the 10th. We'll hear a panel of chamber marketers, Leroy Bridges, the Vice President of Digital for Visit St. Pete Clearwater, and we'll have the presentation of the Tourism Person of the Year Award.
So, as I said, we have a great industry that rallied around your organization today to come together with a panel discussion this afternoon to discuss digital, to discuss content, and to discuss storytelling. And each of the people up here are going to share briefly their knowledge, but more importantly, they are experts in what it is that they do, and they are a valued resource. And we're very fortunate to have them, seriously, when I say at the last minute, come. One of our panelists had already driven to Sarasota for her job and turned around and came back for us this afternoon. So I will now call up to the stage. We have Janet Fusco with Miles Media. We have Tara Tufo with Paradise Advertising. And we have Leroy Bridges with Visit St. Pete Clearwater. Where are you, Leroy? Did he leave? Oh. Man, I'm going to have a complex if you would have left. Haha. So the unique aspect that just happened to occur here, and I want to thank Kathy at the Tradewinds, who also assisted tremendously this morning in helping put this together. Thank you, Kathy. All of the three entities here have worked together at one point or another, or currently work together. So you've got a great dynamic. What I'm going to do, do you have the microphone? Perfect. I don't have to think of that. So we're going to go down the line. Why don't we just start with Leroy, and we'll work our way over to Janet. They're going to take a few minutes just to say who they are and clarify what their specialty is and the importance of what it is they're going to discuss with you. And remember, we can cue that slide, please, the open-ended question slide. As they're speaking, if you want to lob a question out, this is an open dialogue. We're not doing, a straight speaking session. We can interrupt at any time. Take it away, Leroy.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for having me participate in this. Leroy Bridges, Vice President of Digital and Communications for Visit St. Pete Clearwater. I oversee all of our digital marketing, all of our web development, social media content creation, as well as all of our public relations, including PR firms in New York City, the UK, and Germany. As Robin mentioned, have worked very closely with these two individuals recently and in the past. I can speak to quite a bit of all things digital, dabble on the traditional marketing side as well, so certainly lob some questions. I don't quite know who's going to be in the seat when the music stops next week, so don't lob any of those questions at me if you don't mind, if you know what I'm talking about. Look forward to hopefully being able to drop some knowledge and so everybody in the room can walk away with a tip or to-do coming out of this. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tara Tufo, and I'm the Corporate Communications Director at Paradise Advertising and Marketing. We're a full-service advertising, public relations agency based out of St. Petersburg. And I have about 18 years of experience in PR, focused mostly in New York City and down here in Florida. And today I'm here to talk to you guys about anything with storytelling and really getting your message told and from the earned media side overpaid.
Whoever submitted that question, if you could continue it either in a second text or resubmit the question. Go ahead, Janet.
And good afternoon, I'm Janet Fusco and I work for Miles Partnership. And I have worked in content in tourism marketing for 30 years. Currently, I'm executive editor and a content strategist with Miles. And so my focus has really been as well on storytelling. And it's been really interesting to see the journey of how storytelling has changed over the years, as really everything has changed with technology and how we market our destinations and the businesses within our destinations. I do live in St. Pete. I drove up from Sarasota very quickly today because I got this exciting invitation to speak with you. And so please do ask a lot of questions. We're really looking forward to that. And if you don't ask the questions, then we're going to just have to make stuff up here. So please do that. Thanks.
Well, I would blame the first question on Travis Johnson, and he did bolt out of the room when that question came up. How many lows could Rob Lowe rob if Rob could rob Lowe's? Okay. Ha ha. I guess there must be some sort of inside joke about that. We have a question that says, can you discuss how to keep a good balance of generating revenue while also providing a good experience to foster repeat visitation? Leroy.
That's a big question. We've done some research very recently, and I'm a research guy. I don't like to go off of gut. I don't like to go off of what we've done traditionally just because we've done it. And I'll be talking some research in a bit. I like to dig into research, talk to the consumer, ground it. What I say is ground it into reality. We've done some quite a bit of research lately, particularly on the Central Florida market, and it's very clear that repeat visitation isn't a problem with that market. It's about new visitation and cutting into the market share, in particularly on the East Coast and going down to Southeast Florida for that in-state. So I would say that, yes, the focus should be on new visitation. How to achieve that balance, that's a question I'm not sure I have an answer to, but it's very clear that repeat visitation is very strong, especially throughout the central part of the state in our most recent research, and that if you have a marketing campaign, if you have a content strategy, it should be focused on those new visitors, tapping into new market into those markets that are driving repeat already and turning into new visitors.
Janet, could you discuss, Tara, do you want to interject?
No, I was just going to say that I think that a lot of it comes from engaging while they're here, being able to do that. And also from our angle, from the PR side, is always be on the lookout for those unique and engaging stories, right? Those ways to tell your story in a different way. And we find that a lot of people resonate to, oh, well, there was something else I could have done there, and maybe you want to come back for that and experience it over and over again.
I was going to ask Janet, as relative to that question, basing, you know, the focus on pricing versus the product and that balance, how important is the online digital content, right? Because we could probably raise prices based on driven content that shows our value. Could you speak to that?
I'm not an expert in revenue. I'm solely from the content side, but I do know that there's been a lot of research, particularly when tourism has experienced soft periods. I mean, Americans, like, it's their God-given right to take a vacation. So they may cut in some areas. For example, they may not stay as long, but they're not going to give up those experiences. Like, that is what they want. That is the primary driver for travel. I mean, beyond relaxation and all that and the beach, like, they're looking for something truly unique that they can share through social media, that they can tell their friends about, that really stays with them. So I think that's really an important component to it. Did that answer your question?
So we have many small to mid-tier businesses here in the room. Not everyone is relative to like a Wyndham or a Tradewinds or the like. What would you, one of you, and maybe you could start, Janet, and pass it down, recommend to that sector of tourism that they could, they don't have a budget or a small budget, that they could do digitally, either through storytelling or content, that could be successful for their business?
Sure. And I know that is a challenge. If you're a small business, a small budget, you may not have someone on staff who is content focused, and that's understandable. But I think that it is absolutely possible to get distribution of your story through social media. That isn't something that costs anything. Just as one example, and I apologize, I don't know the name of the business, but there's a glass-bottom kayak and canoe business in Pinellas County. And if you're here, congratulations, because you are doing a fabulous job in social media. So they have a drone. They take tours out with folks. And they do just a wonderful job of capturing those experiences. And I watch that stuff, and I live here. And I wish I had the day off so I could go and do this stuff. And so I think really, you have to get creative. You have to use social media. If you don't have content expertise on staff, consider creative ways to get that. Maybe you can hire somebody just part-time to do that. You can, get creative with a college student. There's lots of different ways if you don't have a big budget to go at that.
I think understanding that across, whatever the channel is that you're going out on, that the best practices are pretty much all the same. We want to know who our audience is, who we're trying to speak to, what our brand is, what our product is that we're trying to put out there. And I think that making sure that we're speaking to the tone is the same on what we do, and also the tenor that we're kind of, having that same discussion out there when we're promoting. But I think it's very important to, from the start, and I know I'm saying put on another hat, or we're saying put on three different hats that we're wearing, and you're already wearing so many, but I think it's very important to identify those things and then work on a strategy and put that down. Put that down on paper and own it and come back to it and be nimble with it and change it. What's working? What isn't working? You don't have to be on every social platform. Find those ones that are right for you right now and maybe build up to getting on the other ones. Don't have the same conversation across the board. Find new stories. Find something, I said it already, but that resonates. Because when you're resonating with people, they see themselves in you, in your destination, and what you're putting across. And I think that's just one of the most important things. It's the brass tacks, but start from there.
I'm going to harp on Google a little bit. It's been a bit of a soapbox of mine recently because I think social media gets a lot of the attention, yet you have to spend money to truly be effective on social media. You're not going to reach your consumer. And so I think a lot of businesses, a lot of people forget about search, forget about starting at Google. We all do it every day. When you're searching for a product or an experience or a place, you go to Google and you type it in, and you go off of those first page results. If you are not appearing on Google on the first page, you're losing business. And so, and I think you can do a lot of that for free. Google has 90%, 95% of their tools are all free. And so when you're talking about small business and making a difference truly to the bottom line, it's making sure you've claimed your business on Google. It's making sure that you've populated all of the hours on Google. The telephone, photos, these sound like simple things, but you would be amazed at how many businesses haven't done that. It's okay, but do it now and start contributing more and more content to that. One of the things I'll plug is we've done, in partnership with Miles, a Google My Business webinar and workshop. We have tools on partners.visitstpeteclearwater.com. You can go through a webinar and a workshop. We recorded both, and understand truly what those free tools are and how to make a difference today with your small business or any size business on Google. One of the big projects that we're undertaking right now in my department is we're shooting the entire destination in 360 photos, and then getting all of those uploaded to every single business, essentially every single business within Pinellas County, onto Google. Why would we do that? It's because Google is number one. Google is king. It's going to improve the imagery of all the businesses, the experience that that person has when they go into that Google My Business listing or pull up the maps on your phone and start pulling and pushing and pulling to see what they can experience. We're investing into improving Google's product because we know that that will, in the end, improve the bottom line and the experience for businesses.
Yeah, and your chamber is one of the first 14 organizations in Pinellas County to be a Google Grow partner, and we'll be launching in the coming months some Google workshops as it relates to that more granularly. So we did a polling question earlier, and we'll start to wind this down, but the polling question was overwhelming that the majority of you booked travel based on a review or something that you saw on social media. So I'd like each of you to comment on this, and maybe we'll start back down here with Janet from the content standpoint. But given that, the question was up here, social media, endorsements are ultimately why, and pictures and video. So how can we source it and take better advantage of that?
Okay, so we were talking about your own storytelling and your own voice, your own tenor, the stories and experiences that you want to share, and you have ultimate control over that part of it. But really, what we like to talk about at Miles is that's the tip of the iceberg. So you can do a wonderful job with this small bit, but really the world out there is telling your stories, and you need to be listening to the stories that they're telling, particularly on TripAdvisor. That's a pretty easy thing to do. I'm working with a hospitality client at Miles, and I was just, you know, basically auditing their TripAdvisor presence and the way that that hospitality client responded. And that's something that every business can do. And really, the way that you respond and monitor that information helps shape the story. You can't affect what has been said, but you can help shape the outcome overall in the story that you want to be told.
I mean, social media, yeah, it's very, very important, and more in, you know, part of the PR world is working with influencers and everything, and a lot of that comes through for our end with many of the clients I work with is leveraging the relationship that we have with the Visitors Bureau and that destination, and also some of the surrounding destinations as well. It's a great tool to use. We work with the Vinoy. And we're telling that story with the team at Visit Tampa Bay, as well as the team here, because we do have the Cross Bay Ferry and everything. And I think that that is something that's very important. Definitely having that presence, responding back to people, good or bad, making sure that you have on the back end, though, your talking points. That is a big thing in our world in PR. Have your talking points. Make sure all your employees know what they are, because everybody's a brand ambassador for you, including that person who stayed at your resort or visited you. Hopefully, they're going to turn into one of your great positive one out there and tell more people your story.
I like to think about those comment boxes, right? Like you go into a restaurant or a hotel and there's a comment box. I mean, think about the digital landscape. I mean, you wouldn't ignore... or maybe you would, wouldn't be good business, but you wouldn't ignore a box full of comment cards on your front desk, right? Think about the number of thousands of comment boxes that are out there full in the digital world, both on Google, both on Yelp, Facebook, TripAdvisor. I mean, those comments are out there, right? The consumer is telling you what you're doing well and what you're not doing well. And if you haven't invested at least maybe some of your own time or somebody on your team's time, a digital brand manager of sorts. I mean, really just think about it as customer service 101. If you were to take that, you know, that traditional comment card or comment box seriously, you really need to extend that to the digital landscape. And, every little bit helps. I would say start with the big boys, start with Google, start with TripAdvisor. Really, at the end of the day, that's free. I mean, it's time. Time is money, but it doesn't require, you know, paid dollars to market something. Get on there, engage, be consistent with the message, but don't ignore those. Trust me, there's a ton of content out there. You can really, you can talk about attracting new customers as well by leaving that lasting impression by how you responded with a consumer online.
Thank you. Thank you to each of you for making the trek, long or short, for coming up and sharing some valuable information with us. Please give them a round of applause for helping us out this afternoon. Is that we have to make decisions in marketing. And many of you sit in rooms all day long, like the marketing team at Tradewinds or at whatever property or restaurant you're at, and have to determine who you're going to market to. Are you marketing to a millennial? Are you marketing to the grandparents? And those decisions then have a medium in which you then ignite, right? But you can't make those decisions without data. And data is cash. And then what you do with the data generates more cash. And if you're not using data in your business, you're missing a really large boat or a ship. And fortunately, we have a strong asset in our community that I think many of you probably are not aware of, and that is the data mining and the large investment in a variety of data mining products that Visit St. Pete Clearwater invests in. And that's part of your bed tax investment that goes a part of the county. And I asked Leroy to come here, and this was before he pinched it. He's actually doing double duty today, to give you a very brief presentation on the new launch of the consumer, the industry portal that he has worked tirelessly on to develop and continue to enhance. And I say continue to enhance because with anything new, there are strategies you have to put in place. And they've also acquired new data mining tools that we're starting to navigate and learn the outcome. But just remember that every person in this room has access to this tool that he's getting ready to come up and talk to you. You can come on up, Leroy. And that you can ask him anytime. You have questions and you're navigating that. And we're going to get a quick demo and learn how we can better use the data that the county has that's valuable for us to have a return. Thanks, Leroy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again, Robin. I mentioned a bit in the panel, I'm a big data and research guy. I like to know that what we're doing is rooted in reality and not just a hunch. And fortunately, technology's given us the opportunity to root more into reality and to expand our research toolkit and our data toolkit, and not just use it internally, but to open it up for all of you. And I think that's one of the areas that with the new day at Visit St. Pete Clearwater and with the support of Tim Ramsberger and kind of continuing to move forward in opening up our toolbox more and more for the partners in this room and building a destination together. So I want to dive in here. I've got a clicker. Okay. It all starts at partners.visitstpclearwater.com. This is our industry site that Robin talked about. We relaunched it in the fall. It is mobile responsive. That number of people who are planning on mobile, that is real. If you haven't thought about that from a business perspective, you need to as soon as possible. We get about 70% of all of our total traffic from mobile. So you need to really think about what you're putting on that screen and what's priority. It starts here. All of this data that I'm going to talk about lives at partners.visitstpclearwater.com. I would bookmark it and make it a regular place that you go. If you have a question about anything relating to the who our visitor is, where they're coming from, how much they're spending, airport data, go there and start to dig around. These are the six data sources that I'm going to cover today, and these are all, again, public-facing on our website for you to dive into. The first one is going to be Smith Travel data. Now, there's a bit of a caveat here, and I've listed in particular the type of data, how often it's posted, kind of the title that it's posted under on our website, and then some descriptions of what that data consists of. A little bit of a caveat with STR, Smith Travel. I don't go by Smith Travel Research anymore, just STR, but to bring it into perspective for some people. I can't share the report, the entire report broadly with the industry because of their terms and conditions, but I can pull pieces of it from it and share it in different forms. And so that's what you'll find in the tourism economic snapshot. We post it 6 weeks after the conclusion of the month. So March data is live now on the website. And what we do is we break out a handful of particular categories. We run it against comparative sets as well. You'll see Tampa in that comparative set, along with 10 other destinations, plus we give you a state overview. You'll see ADR, RevPAR. A lot of people will say, well, that's just flagged properties. And that's not true. Tradewinds, the hotel we're in right now, participates, provides data. We have a lot of independent hotels who provide data. It represents about 60% of total rooms within the destination. It's a massive sample set and a great indicator of how the destination is performing at the hotel level. The second piece is the PIE passenger report. Our great partners at the airport are in this room. They produce a monthly report. We take that and I put it into a visualization tool that you'll see and can interact with and interface with on the consumer site. So you can actually look at month-by-month data of deplanements and inplanements in and out of PIE, and it breaks it down for Allegiant as well. There's a date picker on there. You can choose the entire year of 2018, and it will real time pull up what those numbers are. Again, this is all public facing through the business intelligence tool on partners.visitstpeteclearwater.com. The third piece is our monthly intercept surveys, our destination visitor profile study. This will tell you everything you want ever would want to know about who our visitor is. We conduct at least 400 intercept surveys of our visitors every month, cross-section of the county, hotels, attractions, north, south, mid, and it's all compiled into here. The monthly report's about 30 pages. It can be cumbersome, but there's a ton of valuable data. If you're curious about who the customer is that's coming to this area and what POIs, points of interest, are hitting, how are they arriving by car, by plane, how much are they spending, party size, length of stay, it's all in there. It's, again, posted about 6 weeks after the conclusion of the month. That rhythm and rhyme coincides with our monthly TDC meetings, but it also gives us an opportunity to actually be able to compile the data for the month we're discussing. So despite the fact that we've added some technology and leveraging data through technology, we're still doing the tried and true method of intercept surveys to collect data from visitors. The fifth one I'll talk about is AirSage. A lot of you have probably heard me drone on about AirSage. It is a location-based data technology company. So we're able to determine home and work locations of visitors based on GPS within apps on their phone. That data is completely available to all of you in the room. You can go to the partner site. You can see a particular month. You can do the entire range again through the visualization tool of 2018 and see exactly, these are some screenshots, a little bit of what that data is going to look like when it spits it out, where they're coming from, also what airports they hit, length of stay through that tool. This is by far the largest geo-based data set we've ever had our hands on, and so it's an incredibly powerful tool to be able to determine source markets and ebbs and flows by month. Again, for the most part, the top 10 markets don't change by month. They're very, very consistent, but you can do longer lengths of time, see the airports that they're hitting and arriving and staying in Pinellas County. How we're able to do this, again, is using the GPS data on the phone. It gets a little creepy, to be honest with you, but we're leveraging all the technology at our fingertips in as best ways as possible. Bed tax, the core of our business, certainly generating overnight visitation and everybody's mission in this room. I had an epiphany last year that, you know, for the longest time we were simply just posting a PDF, a static PDF that shows the 1 month total, the percent increase, and kind of the running tally for just the past, you know, the rest of the fiscal year. There's so much data that the tax collector pulls in, and we're now leveraging that. Bed tax by city, by lodging type. You can now, again, within the visualization tool, type in your dates and see a full run of 2018, of first quarter, second quarter, whatever it is you would like to see. And I haven't seen us ever compare that data with other destinations in the state, with growth and ebb and flow. Actually, I was just in touch with the state tax collector yesterday, and I'm going to be integrating statewide bed tax data into this tool as well. So you'll be able to not only see our growth, but our growth now against these 11 other comparative sets. We've never done it. I don't know why, but we're gonna start doing it. It's amazing data. I was looking at last year's fiscal year. I often say we're the third largest destination in the state behind Mickey and Miami, and that's a half truth. We last fiscal year within the state, we were the third largest destination in terms of bed tax, but number two wasn't Miami, it was Fort Lauderdale. Miami's about seventh in the state. So that may or may not surprise you, but that's the type of data that I'm digging into, continuing to leverage, and making sure that it's posted in a form and a fashion that you guys can dive into and manipulate in, you know, kind of real time and be effective. Conducting as well as Latin American ANA. So I would empower you guys. Again, it takes time, I know, but and we have quite a few different departments, but they're all posted there under department reports on that reporting tool on partners.visitstpeteclearwater.com. Bookmark it. If you have a question about anything that we're doing or a piece of data related to our customer or the destination, that's where I would begin. If not, drop me an email and we should be able to find it for you. Thank you.
Now, for the moment I think many of you have been waiting for, and that is our Tourism Person of the Year Award. I'd like to call up our award sponsor, Danette, if you don't mind, and last year's recipient, Marianne Ference with Maison Place, and chair of, and former chair of. So this chamber's been giving this award out for many years prior to my arriving at the chamber. And we had listed prior winners up here on the slide. If you are a prior recipient of the Tourism Person of the Year Award, could you please stand? I know there's several of you here in the room. I see Greg and Tony and Keith, yep, and Tim. Thank you. And I know Clyde, he had to, and he unfortunately couldn't make it today. All right. Marianne, do you want to say a few words about our recipient? That'd be wonderful.
I would love to. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here again, and it's particularly cool because I'm just about to be able to join the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber, having my own establishment for the first time in Pinellas County after being 33 years in Tampa. So, and of course, you already knew how cool Pinellas County and the Tampa Bay beaches were, so you wouldn't be surprised when Chef said to me, "You're never coming back here, are you?" And I said, "No, I will. I'll come back to the Hillsborough side. Of course I will, Santiago, because we have a business there, too." But, you know, I wanted to, first of all, thank the Florida Restaurant Association, you know, for their sponsorship of this award and Danette and the organization, because, you know, they've partnered side by side with Visit Florida in the past couple of forever, but particularly in the past couple years as we continue to fight for our budget in Tallahassee. And I saw one of the questions up there was, why does the legislature not support tourism marketing? And while I can't answer that question, I can tell you that it makes what you're doing here locally all that much more important. The marketing that you're doing here and the marketing that you do within each of your businesses becomes that much more important when we don't have as much money at the state level, and we do need to continue that fight. But our award sponsor, Florida Restaurant Association, has been side by side with us. And I have to tell you, you know, when I first met Danette and I opened Ruth Eckert Hall together, and it was a wonderful opportunity here in Tampa Bay to bring Ruth Eckert Hall. And I remember three things that I really remember about her during that time, and this is a number of years ago, I won't tell you how many because it ages us both, but strength and humor and her passion for hospitality is something I will never forget about learning about her then. And then the next incarnation in which I knew Danette was her and Mary, another dear friend, the AAA travel film industry, and how they brought travel into our worlds and how they took people on travel. And I realized then her intense love of travel. And then when she went to the FRLA, and I know this incarnation of Danette, and her commitment to the hospitality community really became apparent. And her commitment particularly to students and people learning within it, and our businesses, and that our success became her issue, right? How successful we all were as individuals and as businesses and collectively became her business. And so she's probably wondering, why am I talking all about her when we're supposed to be talking about the Tourism Person of the Year? Because you are the Tourism Person of the Year. And this is so much fun to be able to give her this award because she so deserves it. And she gave it to me last year.
So deserve this.
So, look at all these people. Look at everybody.
Yeah.
So before I can give you the microphone, we do have to cue a congratulatory message from somebody that's very important in your daily life. We could, please?
Congratulations, Danette. I'm so sorry that I can't be there tonight, but I'm so proud of you on winning the Tourism Person of the Year. You were nominated by your peers, and it's being given by the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce. Such a wonderful, wonderful award for a very special person. You know, we've been together now at this association for over 12 years, and I'm not sure what we ever did before you came on board. You are truly an icon in the tourism world, and I can't think of anyone more deserving for this award than you. We love you, miss you, so sad not to be there, but have a wonderful evening with all of your peers down there in Tampa.
I avoided her all afternoon at all costs on this one. Here you go.
I surround myself with liars. I wondered why, Robin, you didn't give me all my cues and all the normal Robin things, and then I thought it was history. Marianne, you avoided me, and I'm like, okay, she's mad at me again. I am speechless, and those of you who know me, this never happened. So I am beyond honored. I actually grew up a few miles down from here, so to say that the Tampa Bay beaches is special to me, just let you know how important this county is to me and all things tourism. And Marianne said it, I think, about the students and the things that are our future and how important that is. And I'm looking here, I'd be amiss. Commissioner Seal, Commissioner Welch, I started with you all, and thank you for the platform that you continued to give to hospitality and education and to Danette Lynch. I look around this room, I have so many friends. I am the most blessed person. This industry is the best, and I am beyond honored, and I have nothing funny to say, Marianne. So, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is an honor I will treasure always. It means more than you can know, because we're all a part of this, you know. It's not Danette Lynch, it's everybody and all the work we do. So thank you so much.